Thanks for tuning in. Let's take a look at the top stories today. Cloud-based software provider Xero posted a mixed performance for the half year, which ended in September after it invested more into sales, marketing, and product development. This meant that its earnings after tax fell despite revenue growing in that period. Investors weren't too happy with the growth of new international subscribers from this investment, given that people were still cooped up at home due to lockdowns. However, on a brighter note, average revenue per user for the company's international business grew significantly compared to Australia and New Zealand, helped by its acquisition of Planday, a workforce management platform. Shares in Xero closed 6.2% lower at $138.12. A company that felt the pain from the COVID-19 lockdowns is Ramsay Healthcare. The global private hospital provider posted a fall of almost 40% in after-tax profit due to restrictions on elective surgery for the September quarter. It also didn't help that expenses blew out, which included a $55 million hit in one-off costs due to movement and isolation restrictions. Shares in Ramsay Healthcare closed almost 4% lower at $69.38. On Tuesday, Chalice Mining announced its biggest nickel sulphide discovery in 20 years and the largest platinum group elements discovery in Australian history, setting the miner up for a world-class green metals project. Shares rose almost 29% that day, then another 6% the next day, and today shares surged again, with a total gain for the week of up to 45%. Shares in Chalice Mining closed 9.6% higher at $10.01.